The Great Muddy Waters. We're going to talk about Bronzeville today in our Your Hometown series sponsored by McDonald's and the Illinois Lottery. You need to talk about Muddy Waters. His great-granddaughter, Sandra Cooper, is on the phone with us. Thank you for joining us. In your words, how would you describe Bronzeville?
Ooh. Hi, Lisa. How are you today?
I'm doing great, and I'm just so happy. I am such a huge fan of your great-grandpa and what he brought to that neighborhood, what he brought to Chicago. For people who are not familiar with the blues, Muddy Waters is he's it when it comes to blues. He is the father of Chicago blues.
He is, and I would say Bronzeville is the mecca of Chicago blues. Yes. There were several blues institutions that were right there in Bronzeville. The Checkerboard, Teresa's, Muddy Waters House was all there, and that's why we call it the mecca of Chicago blues. And we're so honored that now, very soon, we're going to have the Muddy Waters Mojo Museum in his former house that's right there off of 43rd Street as well.
Okay, is this the one at 4339 South Lake Park Avenue?
That's the one, yes.
Okay. The pictures from years ago when the doors had those two egrets, were they egrets?
Yeah, with the flamingo doors.
Uh-huh. Those were, okay, flamingos. I thought at first flamingos, and then I thought, were they flamingos or egrets? Those are fantastic. They're no longer there. I am hoping you still have them. Do you?
We do not still have them, but we do have someone that will recreate those for us, for the museum, because they're so significant to that time period.
So Muddy Waters was the father of Chicago blues. This is his great-granddaughter, and he was one of the rare blues artists that achieved a level of financial security from his craft. By 1954, he did that, so he moved into this two-flat. He took ownership of the home by 1956, and now you are turning the home into a museum.
That's correct, and we're so excited. It's so significant, the fact that the family, myself, I'm the owner of the house, but the family still has ownership of the house. And we've been working diligently with different organizations throughout the community, but also the National Trust in the city of Chicago to make this a reality, to make this what we call the real house of blues in Chicago. Because as you know, and if you don't know, many blues players actually played and stayed in the basement of that house. And so as we talk about Bronzeville being the mecca of blues, but also it's so significant because they actually played music at the basement of the house. And so once the museum is open and we allow people to come in, people will actually be in that space, which is so significant. And so many different blues players was down in that basement playing music, rehearsing music, coming out with this type of music, but also Muddy was able to allow them to stay there as well for free. As people were coming in through the Great Migration as well.
I think people who might not even really be into the blues have to know Hoochie Coochie Man. They have to know Manish Boy. They obviously know Muddy Waters, your great-grandpa. And I do understand.
We also got to know that song, We Got Our Mojo Working. We got our mojo
exactly.
working.
Well, exactly.
My favorite song.
And so did you pick up any of that? Are you an artist?
You know, I'm not. I do, you know, some moonlight singing to myself, but I'm not. I'm not a singer, but I do love the music. I love the craft, and I'm here for the legacy of it. It's very important that we continue with the legacy of Chicago blues and just blues in general. And so we're just so happy to have this opportunity and this space right now in season to create this museum and keep his music alive.
It's the Mojo Museum. It's blues legend Muddy Waters' former home. It's now a Chicago landmark. And I understand your mom was raised in that house.
She was. I mean, she was there. She went to King High School. She has so many great memories. And she's kind of like one of our historians of the property. You know, getting back to this whole Bronzeville, you know, because I know, you know, we're talking about hometown, home city. Bronzeville is so significant. Just recently, you know, in 2020, we created the Bronzeville Blues Coalition. And so there's a collaborative of different organizations that are together. And every summer, you should look for us because we have different performances at different places throughout Bronzeville. One place is at the Forum, another place is in at the park, Pendleton Park, and another place is right at the museum. And so we're so excited to be positioned in this Bronzeville-Kenwood area, and free community music will be again this summer as well in 2023.
How do we help out the Mojo Museum? I know you've got a lot of support, not only citywide, statewide, nationwide, but as people in Chicago who appreciate the blues and just, you know, recognize your great grandpa as the father of Chicago blues, I think people want in. They want to help. So how do we do that?
Follow us, like us on our Instagram page and also on our Facebook page. If you go to our actual homepage, www.mojomuseum.com, we do take donations there. And so we're just asking for people to just support us. The donations is always the best way to support us. But also, if people sign up for our mailing list so they're aware of what's next and what we're doing, we would just, you know, really appreciate any support that we can get.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. You're representing Bronzeville and your grandpa very well.
Thank you so much, Lisa and WGN.
So fun to talk to you. I'm such a huge fan. We'll continue to meet people in Bronzeville. We'll talk about what is happening there, the roots of that city, as we feature Bronzeville today on our Your Hometown series, brought to you by McDonald's and the Illinois Lottery. You guys are cracking me up with the text messages about the emoji. And the boomer zoomer fight is underway on our text line. We'll share some of those coming up next after Steve's newscast from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on 720 WGN.
Get your hometown content and submit your suggestions for the next Your Hometown selection at WGNradio.com/your hometown. Sponsored by Illinois Lottery. Anything is possible in your hometown.